USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president is willing to lean in for a deal. That's according to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. He tells Fox News that negotiations for a coronavirus stimulus deal have stalled as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hasn't budged on her demands.
It's actually been Secretary Mnuchin, the president, advancing this negotiation further and further to Nancy Pelosi's side of the ledger. But I can tell you that at $1.9 trillion, which is really where we're at right now, when you look at $1.9 trillion, is Nancy Pelosi really going to tell the American people that I'm not going to send that relief to you just for political reasons?
Meanwhile, Senate Democrats have blocked the GOP stimulus bill from advancing. The $500 billion bill included funding for the Paycheck Protection Program and more supplemental unemployment insurance, but was blocked from moving off the Senate floor along party lines, falling short of the 60 votes needed. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Stocks finished slightly lower on Wednesday as uncertainty over a stimulus package continued. The Dow Jones finished the day down 97 points, erasing a more than 100-point gain from earlier in the day. The S&P 500 dipped 8 points and the Nasdaq fell 31. The National Security Agency has issued a warning about potentially malicious actions from Chinese government hackers. The NSA is calling on the U.S. Department of Defense and its contractors to take extra security measures as Chinese government-sponsored hackers target computer networks used in the national defense industries. The NSA says the hackers are exploiting more than 25 security bugs and that public and private contractors need to seek out the patches for those bugs. It's the first time the NSA has directly acknowledged they were the subjects of Chinese state-sponsored hacking. Beijing responded by accusing the U.S. of engaging in cyber espionage. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian accused America of crying wolf when it comes to hacking foreign governments. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
While former Vice President Joe Biden is leading in several recent national polls in the presidential race, could there be a missing element to those numbers? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
The polling aggregator on the website Real Clear Politics shows the margin in polls led by Joe Biden in the blue font and the ones led by Donald Trump in the red. For a while, the battleground states have tended to be uniformly blue, except for polls conducted by the Trafalgar Group. Robert Cahaley is with the Trafalgar Group.
What we've noticed is that these polls are predominantly missing the hidden Trump vote. There is a clear feeling among conservatives and people that are for the president that they're not interested in sharing their opinions so readily on the telephone. If you're not compensating for this, if you're not trying to give them a poll that they can participate in with a lower threshold that would make them feel more comfortable that it's anonymous, you're not going to get honest answers.
Short-form streaming service Quibi will be shutting down. The app, which promised entertainment content targeted at mobile users, raised more than $1 billion in funding ahead of its April release. The Wall Street Journal reports it fell far behind its subscriber estimates and was unable to secure more funding. Thus, the app will shut down. No timeline has been given, though, for its shutdown. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.